Lingyen Mountain Temple is like a rehabilitation center where people eradicate negative karma, gain blessings, and distance themselves from the five turbidities. Eradicate negative karma, gain blessings, and be liberated from the five turbidities. This world in which we reside is called the Saha world. It is the world where Shakyamuni Buddha made his appearance in order to deliver sentient beings. Saha means endurance, referring to the fact that the sentient beings in this world are able and even willing to endure all kinds of karmic suffering. This is why sentient beings are vexed. Does performing good deeds and cultivating merits cause suffering as well? For people who have good roots and blessed virtues, it is not suffering. On the contrary, for such people, performing good deeds and cultivating merits is a joyful thing. Only sentient beings with karmic hindrances feel that doing so is suffering. The power of karma is unfathomable. For example, rebellious children who associate themselves with bad individuals put themselves in danger. However, they are not afraid and may even enjoy the experience. In this world, people always find themselves caught in the web of the five desires, but they are not afraid of the resulting sufferings and endure them. This world is also known as the world of the five turbidities. Among them is the turbidity of views and the turbidity of afflictions. The turbidity of views references how sentient beings have their own views and perspectives. If those views are in accordance with the truth and the law of cause and effect, they are the correct views, and it is good to have them. However, many sentient beings have distorted and unreasonable views. They abide strongly by their own distorted views, and it is very difficult to correct them. The turbidity of afflictions refers to the fact that sentient beings are afflicted by greed, anger, and ignorance. Their every thought is the manifestation of greed, which leads to anger. When affected by both these sentiments, one becomes ignorant. If, on the contrary, when a person possesses wisdom instead of ignorance, then they will not be afflicted by secular emotions such as hatred or love. All sentient beings have these karmic hindrances, which is the reason why they are born in the Saha world. There is a saying, those who do not have severe karmic hindrances are not born into the Saha world. However, among the infinite number of people, we, who are drawn to Buddhist teachings, are the few that have planted virtuous roots in our past lives in other Buddha lands. We have either learned the Dharma associating ourselves with the three treasures, or have made offerings to them. This is why we would still have good roots, blessings, and virtues, as well as the causes and conditions that allow us to encounter, believe in, and practice the Buddha Dharma in this turbid world. Partaking in the 7-day retreat is an act of diligence. The world's population is now more than 5 billion at the time of this Dharma lecture in 1992. But how many people truly believe in Buddhism? Among those faithful, how many of them possess the correct mindset? Without giving you a definite number, I can tell you that the majority of people possess incorrect perspectives. Only a few follow the teachings and views of the Buddha. On what grounds do I make this statement? If everyone had the correct understanding and views, Buddhism would not be in its current state, in which many issues exist. This is the problem for all Buddhists to address. All Buddhists should cherish their virtuous roots, blessings, causes, and conditions, allowing these to grow and flourish. Nevertheless, we are currently in the Dharma ending age, in a world that is full of suffering and distress. Due to karmic hindrances, even those who have the resolve to practice Buddhism encounter many difficulties and obstacles. It is imperative that we constantly remind ourselves to have a mindset of great repentance, to be humble and cautious in our actions. Otherwise, the little virtuous roots we have will not liberate us from the sufferings of birth and death. Cultivation is like battling against the demon. Now that we have made the decision to partake in this 7-day retreat, everyone should seize this opportunity and cultivate diligently. Do not be afraid of hardships. The retreat and the associated cultivation are actually not so hard. You may feel that they are very difficult to endure. This is because you have been exposed to bad habits for far too long. Correcting them is not easy. Earnest cultivation brings only happiness and not suffering. Everyone needs to understand that diligent practice is not distressing. If you experience distress, it is because your karmic hindrances are working against your perseverance in correcting bad habits. In this case, you should feel great remorse for your deep karmic hindrances. People who recite the Buddha's name and partake in 7-day retreats often ask me, "Oh, Venerable Master, we can recite the Buddha's name very well at home without giving rise to disruptive thoughts. Why is our mind so unsettled when chanting at Lingyan Mountain Temple?" If you find your mind wandering while partaking in 7-day retreats here, is the temple to blame? In reality, when you are at home, you are simply not aware of the presence of disruptive thoughts because you are too immersed in them to the extent that you unknowingly follow those distracting thoughts and commit karmic offenses. On the other hand, when you come here, you arrive at a place of purity and tranquility. Practicing diligently is like the rising sun, which allows you to see everything clearly, including tiny dust particles. This is why you must have the right knowledge and the right views. Without the correct mindset, you will avoid hardships that can advance your cultivation and be unable to follow the proper conduct set out by the temple. You should feel joyful when you have the opportunity to come and participate in the 7-day retreat. However, if you are unable to endure the hardships after a day or two, you must possess the right views in knowing that this is caused by our karmic hindrances and devils within. Cultivation is like a battle against karmic hindrances and demons. According to the old saying, "Be careful not to believe to your own mind. Your own mind is not to be believed." At the temple, if you are mindful of only the Buddha, and if you follow the rules and regulations, you will not only eliminate your karmic hindrances, but also bring your Buddhist practice to fruition. Keep this in mind, everyone. No matter how much suffering you endure, how unsettled your mind is, or even if your family calls you or comes looking for you, you should just ignore all these distractions. Of all the things, what is of utmost importance? It is the liberation from the cycle of birth and death. This will allow you to be completely severed from life's innumerable sufferings. Understand this point is akin to possessing the Buddha's knowledge and views. Do not be overtaken by mundane views, thinking, "Oh no, I feel awkward and uncomfortable about various aspects of this retreat. I can't take it anymore." You must recognize these karmic hindrances. Do not mistake enemies for friends and good mentors. Lingyan Mountain Temple, the Rehabilitation Center. If you still do not understand, let me give you an analogy. Take, for example, if a patient suffering from substance abuse is admitted to a rehabilitation center for treatment. It does not matter how adequate the treatment programs and facilities are, the patient still feels that the whole experience brings him much unbearable pain and suffering. Inside the facility, he cannot smoke, drink alcohol, or consume any drugs. But would reverting to substance abuse outside the facility bring him happiness? Use your wisdom to ponder upon this. I often use analogies to clarify and elucidate the difficult-to-grasp Buddha Dharma. If you feel discomfort when participating in a 7-day retreat at the temple, it is because you are withdrawing from your multitude of secular deeds and tendencies. Here at Lingyen, you can rid yourself of these bad causes while being surrounded by the pure and meritorious Dharma. If sentient beings do not eliminate their afflictions and bad habits, they will not be able to take in and accept the Buddha Dharma. Take your time and do not be hasty. As long as you have the willpower and determination to remain in the rehabilitation center, you will eventually succeed. Your efforts will not be wasted, because addictions are not innate tendencies. People who lack self-discipline pick up these addictions from negative influences in their environment. We are born into the realm of human beings. If you do not follow the teachings of Confucius, Mencius, and other sages, and if you do not listen to your parents and teachers' good advice, then you can easily pick up bad habits by befriending unwholesome people. But now that you are practicing Buddhism, you can completely eradicate your secular sentiments and tendencies. Having understood my words, reflect upon them if you feel discomfort or distress during the process of eradicating your secular sentiments. This can be an effective cure. Recite the Buddha's name, and there are no karmic hindrances that cannot be eliminated. I hope that all of you will work hard and cultivate diligently. People with substance abuse over time will succeed in overcoming their addictions if they persevere and complete their treatment programs in the rehabilitation center. Similarly, if you come to Lingyen Mountain Temple and partake in the 7-day retreats, one after another, you will gradually eliminate your karmic hindrances and enhance your blessings and wisdom. The same principle applies to the residents of the temple. Your good roots, blessings, virtues, and various causes and conditions have brought you to the temple. Although you come with karmic hindrances, you must persevere and follow the rules and regulations. If you do not, and instead think of leaving the temple, then you are as a patient is when disobeying the rehabilitation counselor by secretly running away from the facility. What happens after you leave? You deepen your addictions. This principle is simple, and everyone should understand it. The three realms are similar to a burning house. The temple is similar to a serene, refreshing place in which you can temporarily find refuge. As the saying goes, sleep at a forest monastery rather than cultivate individually at a small temple. Do not take me wrong. I am not suggesting that you do nothing but sleep here. That will not solve your karmic hindrances. I hope that all of you will work diligently, perfect your cultivation, and be reborn together in the Western Pure Land.